keep your loved ones safe at home, because this week's discovery is stalked by a menacing neighbor. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Each day, families get up and go through their daily routines, eating meals, traveling to and from work and school, enjoying time together. But in Fear, by German author Dirk Kerbuate, it takes just one note between neighbors to turn one young family's comfortable existence into one of suspicion and dread. The story begins with a murder. Randall's father comes to visit the family at their flat in Berlin, and he leaves in police custody, having confessed to shooting Randall's downstairs neighbor, Dieter Tiberius. After the jury has deliberated and the sentencing is complete, Randall reflects upon his childhood and his father's obsession with weapons while telling the story of the downstairs neighbor whose spying and accusations shook up his marriage and family, causing Randall and his wife Rebecca to doubt one another while battling a common enemy. Now, Fear may start with a perfectly placed gunshot, but that doesn't mean that it's the same old scary story. There isn't a killer on the loose. There aren't any images that will haunt your dreams. It's a quietly gripping and thought-provoking read about fear and family and perception. The story plays on some of a parent's greatest fears. Dieter accuses Randall and his wife of abusing their children, and though the police find no evidence of wrongdoing, they still find themselves feeling guilt over things they didn't even do, creating the story's atmosphere of suspicion and paranoia. Meanwhile, beyond Dieter's allegations, the notes he sends include thinly veiled threats that make Randall and Rebecca fear for their safety and the safety of their children. But no matter what they do, they find that there's no way to stop their neighbor's harassment. And as Randall deals with his menacing neighbor, his experiences will make you stop and think about how far you'd go to protect your loved ones. But is it worth joining with this family to face their fears? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. It may not be a fast-paced, heart-pounding kind of read, but Fear is a chilling tale, one that's more ominous and thought-provoking than just another over-the-top scary story. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Fear, by Dirk Kerbuate, is 257 haunting and heavy pages long and is available from Harper. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.